At a small campground somewhere in Appalachia lives a young boy and his mother. They're poor, with barely enough to eat, a tent as a home, and the boy has the use of only one leg. Then, as a giant star ascends, some special visitors arrive. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports on the updated version of the opera, Amal and the Night Visitors.
Young Amal, about 12 years old, is an imaginative child. He's known for his tall tales and crazy stories, much to the chagrin of his mother.
And they are paid a visit in the middle of the night by three magi, the three wise men, the three kings who are on their way to visit the Christ child.
Craig Joseph directs the Resonance Works performance of Amal and the Night Visitors, an opera based on the biblical Christmas story, but with a twist.
And it's what happens in the interactions between those two kind of very different groups of people.
He's talking about the three wise men meeting Amal and his mother. Amal and the Night Visitors was the first made-for-TV opera when it premiered on NBC in 1951. It's an original story that imagines the three kings met Amal and his mother before they arrived at the stable to see Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. Traditionally, it's set in Old Judea. But this Pittsburgh adaptation is different, with the Magi arriving to town like a traveling circus.
Our kings are ringmasters. We're putting it in more of like a 1930s Dust Bowl Appalachia kind of poverty, and just really playing with this idea that, you know, like when the circus came to town, it was an amazing, wonderful thing that kind of brought everyone alive in a new way.
Ivy Waltz plays Amal's mother, a loving single parent trying to do what's best for her son.
I think it's really a story that people can relate to today, just when they think about trying to make ends meet.
Her character represents the realities of the world, the uncertainties and anxieties many people experience. She scolds Amal for making up stories and fears that someday they'll have to beg to survive. But at the same time, Waltz says it's clear that the mother relies on Amal's imagination to escape.
I think they try to provide beauty for each other where there really isn't any where they live.
The show begins with a glimpse into Amal's mind. From his mother, we learn he's previously imagined a leopard with the head of a woman and a fish as big as a boat with whiskers like a cat. He tries to convince her that there's a giant star shining atop their campsite, but because of his past fantasies, she doesn't believe him. But this time, it's true.
But there is a star, and it has a tail.
Resonance Works founder and artistic director Maria Sensi-Sellner says despite Amal's poverty and disability, he's able to find happiness through creativity, which sends an important message.
It's a very hopeful story. There's childlike wonder that we often can lose sight of. And Amal, you know, he has difficulties. And amidst all of that, he maintains that there are beautiful, wonderful, magical things in the world.
That magic she's talking about manifests in the tricks of the three kings as circus ringmasters. Director Craig Joseph says there's also a surprise for Amal at the opera's conclusion.
Without giving it too much away, then, of course, the story has a happy ending.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.